Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, your host of the only show that talks about health from the eye teeth on down. Today is a day that we are going to be talking about a couple of things that have been high on the list of things to talk about that have come up in the recent past. So I'd like to kind of launch into that. One is that I was talking to my chiropractor today, and she mentioned that she again ran into a patient of hers who is having some dental difficulties, and that she'd always had soft enamel and comments like that, and she didn't know how to refer her to me. I don't have an office. So that is problematic, and I am working on that very diligently and hope to be able to have some kind of a formalized practice of dental hygiene consulting for patients very soon. I will have something available online and in person, and if everything else goes right and falls into place, I will also have a practice for oral facial myofunctional therapy. Don't hold me to that, but keep checking back, and I will keep you posted on my developments as far as that goes. I'm very, very excited about it. The more I think about what's happening in dentistry and what's happening in dental hygiene, the more I think that the consumer is going to be looking for that kind of help. In the meantime, if you find that you do need some assistance, if you need to have a conversation with your practitioner, if you need to run something by somebody who knows something that isn't like emotionally charged, then I'm your person, and you can reach me pretty easily at Shirley@CrossLinkRadio.com. So that's a pretty high priority. And one of the things that I wanted to do based on these podcasts is make myself available to people who need to have a second, I hate to say second opinion, because I don't want anybody to think I'm a dentist and I'm going to do anything about this or that condition. But I can certainly help you formulate some questions and make some demands of your clinicians. If your dental hygienist is only offering you an opportunity to learn how to floss more, that's not right. That's not good, and it's not what I expect from the clinicians that I'm talking to or who should be talking to you. There are other options besides the tried and true floss, brush, and fluoride. If you're not really into the fluoride thing for sure, and you're brushing as well as you can and you can't floss, there have to be other options, and those things need to be relayed to your clinician. And until she understands it from your perspective, he or she, then it's not going to change. So you need help making that transition to getting better care. I think I do know that dental hygienists are really in kind of a pickle, because they want to provide excellent care and they often can't because of a variety of reasons. One being their own personal pain. Secondly, their own personal inability to continue on with research and follow the science as it evolves. Three is that sometimes patients just don't want to know, and so they keep putting things off, or they change the subject to be more about vacations and where did you get those shoes, as compared to just listening to what kind of healthcare advice the dental hygienist is going to provide. So, and thirdly is sometimes the dentist just doesn't want it. They want their patients to just be happy clams and not have any problems ever with the hygienist. So there's some hurdles there, but if you are not getting the right kind of information and you as the patient are creating an environment where that information could be coming to you, then you may need to be a little bit more pointed and suggest to your clinician different options. And that's what I can help you with. And as I said, you can reach me at Shirley@CrossLinkRadio.com. So the next thing is a little project that I've been working on that has really gotten its roots in my episodes that I have on Blog Talk Radio. I almost never talk about Blog Talk Radio anymore because it's kind of a pain. It's a sore spot. We had quite a little evolution over there at Blog Talk Radio, and I'm very happy to be here on my own website. But a lot of the episodes that were produced by Lori Samuels really have formulated some of the ways that I'm approaching clinical practice and consulting practice and my mastermind practice. And oh my God, is there anything else that I could possibly do? So she really found a lot of helpful and unusual kinds of people to interview. And so what came of that is my idea of this differentiation between food and something to eat. So what I've done is I've created a continuum of my own. And I think I've got a pretty cool little idea here that, I don't know, I don't think I copied it from anybody, but it's pretty slick. And if you'd like to have a copy of my nutrition continuum, then please subscribe to the website and I will send you a free copy. So it's pretty simple. It's a continuum, which of course is an arrow going to one side here, where food is on the far left and something to eat is in the center, and then toxins are on the far right side. And most people kind of understand that just on its face, but I've gotten a couple of photographs together so that it's a little easier to understand. So for instance, a cut of meat would be food. A cut of meat that has some seasoning on it would be kind of on your way to something to eat. A cut of meat with a bunch of sauce on it, cooked, and I don't know, comes with a bunch of other ingredients as something to eat, or maybe a hamburger would be a better example because it's been processed and you really don't know what's in it anymore. I guess you could say you don't know what's in the meat either before it's ground up, but it's a little bit easier to imagine that there's no adulteration in the meat as a bare naked cut. And then as we progress through to the toxins, we have another stage in the meat picture where, you know, a stew or a different kind of a mixture of meat where it's put together with other ingredients and has been processed in different ways. So, and then as we move into toxins, something that comes from a fast food restaurant is really kind of right on the edge. I hate to make it sound like that, but that's really what we've come to. We know that not chewing has contributed to smaller faces, and the smaller faces have been interfering with the airway, and the airway has contributed to everything in children, especially everything from bedwetting to, you know, temper tantrums. So making sure that we're eating healthfully, and this idea of a food nutrition continuum, I think is really a good way of looking at this. I was really enamored with the Underground Wellness, Sean Croxon's idea of just eat real food. But, you know, you put foods together in the wrong way, or you add something to the food, even though it may be food, you change the composition and you change the chemistry. A very enlightening post on Facebook, and I really don't even remember who it was, had the idea of combining foods for health, and that if you were having a bacterial infection, certain foods would promote that infection, certain foods would help alleviate that infection. So if you'd like to have a copy of my nutrition continuum, please let me know by subscribing to crosslinkradio.com. And I get a little notification, but I have to go get the notification, so it might not be instantaneous. There are still some things that I just can't. I can't do everything. I can do most things, but I can't do everything. So I'd be happy to send that along to you. So that is also something that's been that I've been working on. The next thing that I wanted to talk to you about, I think we'll take a short little break here. And I'll come back and talk to you about that in a second.
You're listening to CrossLink Radio with host Shirley Gutkowski. If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio. To have Shirley be your personal oral health coach, you can reach out to her via email, shirley@crosslinkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
So welcome back to CrossLink Radio. Again, this is Shirley Gutkowski, and I am your host. I'm a dental hygienist, by the way, for you who didn't know. And I had just been talking about some of the things that have been occupying my time the last couple days. And one of the things also is this new social media platform called blab.im, blab.im. And sometime in the middle of October, I realized that I hadn't seen one thing about Dental Hygienist Month, not one. And I've been busy, but I'm on social media and I, you know, get things in my email all the time. And I was like, all of a sudden thinking, where is the hoopla? Where is the information patients need to know to ask for a dental hygienist, to ask for a dental hygienist in a long-term care facility or in a cardiac rehab unit or in an oncology office or anywhere? I mean, where's anything? Even the breast cancer stuff seemed to be toned down a little bit when you get right down to it. So anyway, October is Dental Hygienist Awareness Month. And nothing was happening. So I contacted Lori Lauder of the Dental Hygienist Alliance. And I said, would you like to test out this blab thing with me and talk about the lack of Dental Hygienist Awareness Month that just passed? And she said, yes. So if you go to blab.im and search in the area off, there are tabs across the top. You can't do it from your phone. There's tabs across the top, and one of them is called, let's see, there's live, scheduled, and I don't know, archived. I don't think that's the right word, but so you get what I mean. And if you look around in there or search for my name, you should be able to find our blab. We talked for about an hour. It's kind of a unique opportunity. It's stumble uponable, which I think is a really big benefit to the blab I am. When I do a webinar or when I do something on Hangout, I can't figure out the Hangout. That's one of the things. I don't know why it's so complicated, but I just can't seem to get all the way through to the point where I could have a Hangout where people could find it and be part of it. But this Blab I Am thing is more like that. It's a lot more user-friendly. All people have to do is just go there, and all the live blabs are just right there, right in front of your face on the first page. And then the scheduled blabs are easy to find. They're right on the next tab. And then the ones that are saved are also there. They have a short list of tags to sort through to help you find what it is you're looking for. And that also makes it a lot easier. So I think you can watch the blabs on your phone, but the interface on the computer is a lot better. And I'm sure that's going to change in short order. So we had an hour-long conversation about apathy in dental hygienists and why dental hygienists didn't just pick up the reins and take on this Dental Hygienist Month. Maybe they didn't even know about it. I don't know. But it seems to me that there was a very apathetic kind of an attitude around dental hygienists during the month of October. On some of the internet groups, I noticed that there were a couple of comments from people who are kind of high up in their state association, treasurers and membership chairs and stuff like that. And what I found is that they were mentioning over and over again that they were getting a lot of drops. So a lot of people are dropping out of their professional association. And the thing that we see most often cited is that they don't feel as though they are being represented. Dental hygiene is a prevention procedure. It's a prevention kind of a practice. And when we are in our practice, we're trying to get people to stop getting decay. And if we could do our job right and motivate you, the patient, to do your job, then the dentist will only have his thumbs to twiddle. And, well, surprisingly, I don't know that they're all happy with that. So that's what we talked about there, and you can find it pretty easily there. And then the last thing is going back a couple of steps, and maybe I mentioned it yesterday, is my special that's coming up. I am doing a special on oral facial myofunctional therapy. I have a nice long list of people who I'm going to be interviewing, and I would love it if you would pass this information along. These episodes and the time that it takes even to be just the interviewee is pretty substantial. And in order for any change to happen, as you've seen a million times on every television show and on the news, so you need to have some momentum. And the momentum comes from people moving an agenda forward. And we need patients to do that. Patients are the ones who are going to be able to ask the right kind of questions and make demands. And I think the millennials are the perfect position to do that. I was watching a blab yesterday on the conversation between millennials and baby boomers and how baby boomers were brought up and how that affected the upbringing of millennials, how baby boomers were, you know, seen and not heard, speak when you're spoken to, fat lips if you mouth off, all of that kind of stuff. We didn't have an avenue to express ourselves, and our parents were parents. And if we were on a team of, I don't know, basketball or underwater basket weaving or whatever, we, our parents were at home and we were at whatever event it was. And how being raised in that environment really made us change the way that we raised our children, and how different that was and how we kind of went overboard the other way. So that was a little bit interesting. And that kind of brings me back around again to how this kind of stuff needs to get moved forward. These millennials are not intimidated by professionals the way that baby boomers were. And so that piece right there is going to be helpful in changing the status quo. The millennials are much more interested in prevention, like way much more interested in prevention. They see their sick relatives that have gotten sick due to excesses in food. And now we know excesses in air, they're over breathing. I mean, really? So now we have an opportunity to activate the millennials and help them see how dental hygienists can really help them prevent a lot of disease. One of the groups that I belong to have been having a 2-week-long conversation about a particular case. It's like a totally classic case where the patient had 4 teeth removed and the whole orthodontic condition started because of an airway patency kind of a deficiency. And so they couldn't breathe so that their whole face formed in a way to allow air to go down. And so that created some morphological changes in the face and yada, yada, and on and on. And I'm like, okay, let's take a bunch of steps back here. Talk about preventing now. Okay, you guys talk about treating this problem now that it's a problem, but let's also talk about how we can prevent that. And so that's what this special is going to be about in February. It's also Children's Dental Health Month, which is the opportune time to be preventing these kind of conditions. So I just heard back from the woman who wrote the book, Baby-Led Weaning, and she's going to be, I'm going to be interviewing her. I'm not sure if she'll be part of the special or not, but stay tuned for that. That should be sometime in February as well, as she's very busy right now. She's asked if we could put off the interview until January. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So there's that one. And also a food choice specialist, a psychologist in food. And so that's going to be coming up as well. So you can see I have some really cool stuff coming up, and I've contacted Dr. Peldiak to see where we are with the sugar show. We'll be doing a live sugar show in the Detroit area in March. So I'm super excited about that. I think we're going to have, we're going to make it be kind of a game and create a game where we have a lot of audience interaction. We're expecting about 150 or so people. And I think, I don't know, it may be Jeopardy-like, it may be Family Feud-like, I'm not sure. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens there. So I'm very excited about that. I'm also a little excited about a study that I'm involved in called the Periodine Trial. We had Dr. Van der Linden on a couple of weeks ago on the Sugar Show talking about IP6. Right. Yes, I'm trying to think now. Was that really it? yes, we talked about IP6, and he also has developed a kind of a cream, I guess. It's like an oil that you rub onto your gums if you have periodontal disease. And so we're very excited about the outcome to that trial. So we're at the infancy stages. I've got all the invitation letters sent out. And I hope to see a lot of really dramatic results. I've gotten a couple of people that have emailed back and talked about that also. So that is about it for Crosslink Radio today. Thank you for joining me. We're a little bit shy of 30 minutes today, and I think that's probably okay. Let me know how you're enjoying these shows, or if you'd like me to cover another topic, or if there's something missing, and I'd be happy to address that. It's just me now. It's just Shirley, and I don't have a lot of help on these programs, so I'm looking for ideas all the time. I'm happy to contact anybody who you think I should contact and talk about whatever topic needs to be addressed that look at health from the eye teeth on down. So there you have it. This is Shirley Gutkowski signing off on Crosslink Radio. Have a great rest of the day.